Today's daf is Bechiras daf Nun Ches, and we are four lines from the bottom of daf Nun Zayin Omid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refua Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Alisa. So the Mishnah on daf Nun Zayin Omid Beis discussed some of the more technical halachas related to Meiser Behema, specifically the important dates on the Meiser Behema calendar. And as we saw in the Mishnah, that there's really two categories of dates, a machlekes, what exactly those dates are, but two milestones in the fiscal year as it relates to Maisa Behema. The first is the Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah says in the beginning of Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah, Arba Rosh Hashanah Mehe, meaning we're all familiar with Rosh Hashanah as in Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, that's the day of Din V'Cheshbon, but really there were other Rosh Hashanah as well. One of the Rosh Hashanahs mentioned in the Mishnah in the beginning of Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah L'Maisa Behema. What does that mean? It means that when a person was mafrish Maisa Behema, he had to make sure that he wasn't mafrish min achadosh ala yasha. It says in the Torah, Aser to Aser, which is marba, not only Maisa Dagon, but also Maisa Behema. And then the pasuk concludes and says, Shana Bashana. And we learn from there that each year's cattle need to be meusar together. And I can't be maaser animal that was born last year together with animals that were born this year. So then the question becomes, when exactly is the Rosh Hashanah? So it's machlokes in the Mishnah. The Mishnah of the Sakhis Rosh Hashanah discusses it as well. Regardless, there's an important date on the Maisa Behema calendar, and that is, when is Rosh Hashanah? L'may nafkemina? Again, it's not related to Din V'cheshben. What it's related to is not mitzvahs and averes and beinanim. What it's related to is simply, you have to know when the beginning of the year is to know which animals can be tithe together with which animals. The other important date, which is really three dates, are the grunos. So the Mishnah mentioned that there was shalish grunos l'maisa behem. What was the implication of that? So it was a long Mishnah. We had to wait in suspense until the very end of the Mishnah to know what exactly the purpose of the grunos were. But the purpose of the grunos were that just like when it comes to maisa dagon, there's a halacha that until you mafresh trumas and maisras, you're not allowed to eat your teva. So you can't eat from the grain once it was nigmar malachdoi until you give trumas and maisras. If you eat from the grain before you do that, you've eaten tevel. Tevel is very chamor. It carries with it a punishment of misa bidei shemayim. Although midairaisa, there's no halacha of tevel when it comes to maisa behema, but the Rabbanon did say that you need to be mafresh maisa behema before you eat from your animals. When exactly do you have to be mafresh maisa behema? Meaning, what's this point, this inflection point where we say that if I wasn't mafresh my maisa behema on this date, so then the halach is I can't eat from my behemas, albeit midrabanan. The answer to that is it's totally in these gronos. So there were three times of the year where any animal that I have that was born, if I didn't give maisa behema from it, the halacha is I would not be able to eat from those behemas. So when exactly is the Rosh Hashanah of maisa behema? Or when exactly are the shalish grunos? So there were many shitas mentioned in the Mishnah, and the Gemara is going to go through it now one by one. The Gemara begins discussing the shalish grunos. So the Mishnah said, shalish grunos lemaisa behema. And what was the first shita? When are these three grunos? Befras ha-pesach, ubefras ha-atzeres, ubefras ha-chag. The Gemara will explain what this means. Says the Gemara, first of all, Mishnah class, why do you have 3 dates? Amar Rabbi Bar Sheva, the Kabel Churfi, V'afli V'kaiti. The reason you have 3 dates is because there are 3 times a year that animals have children. Some have a little earlier in the year, some have a little later in the year, some have it in the summertime, which is in the middle of the year. Regardless, there are 3 times in the year that animals have children. So the 3 grunos correspond to those 3 tkufos of the year. Says the Gemara, Mishnah Bahani Zimni. Why, according to the first sheet of the Mishnah, do we relate them to Yontif? It seems that the seasons when animals give birth aren't directly related to Yontif, obviously. It's not like, all right, Sukkot's time, and that's when they start having children. It's generally around that time, but the Mishnah sounds like it's very much related to Yontif. It's Befrois HaPesach, Befrois HaAtzeres, UBefrois HaChas. Says the Maram Rav Tanchum, Reid Rav Chia, Ish Kvar Akka. You know, the reason is, Kedei Shetei, Behema Mitzuya Lailu Regalim. Because Achabim wanted when the Yidden are going to be Oilu Regal. Yidden are going to come from all over the world. They're going to be Oilu Regal, Shalosh Pama Bashana. They wanted that they should have animals there. How do you make that certain? By saying that the Zman to be Mafresh, Maisa Behema, the Zman of the Goyrin are close to Yontif. Like this, you could be sure that people will give their Maisa Behema right before Yontif. They're not going to eat from the Maisa Behema before they give the Maisa Behema. And as a result, there'll be plenty of animals available when the Yidden come to be on the regal. But if this Ma'at would be way before Yontif, then people would be give the Maisa, let's say, a few months before Yontif. When the Yidden would come to be on the regal, it could be there'd be no animals in circulation. But the Gemara says that even though this sounds good, really, it doesn't shtim with the Mishnah. And the Gemara asks, what was the significance of the Gerim? We spoke of that in the intro. The significance was that up until this man of the Gerim, you were able to do whatever you wanted. It was from this man of the Gerim, now there's a halacha, that if you want to eat, you have to give ma'is. This man of the Gerim didn't say that you can't do anything until this man of Gerim, then you mafresh the ma'is behem, and now you can eat it. It's just the opposite. You can do whatever you want up until this man of Gerim. It's from this man of Gerim forward, where there's a halacha, that if you want to eat from the behemoths, you have to give ma'is. So what's the kasha? The kasha is that what am I accomplishing by making the zman of Maisa Behema shortly before Pesach, for example? Up until that time, you can do whatever you want. So people will eat all their animals, they'll shech their animals, they'll do whatever they want with their animal, and when it comes the time to have to give the Maisa Behema, could be there won't be animals around anymore in circulation. So what did we accomplish exactly? So the Gemara says a very important teretz. Nichalei de l'savin mitzvah b'memoyenei v'had l'azma v'alecha. You're right. In Cheshbin, it's true. Technically, it's not so hard for a person to eat his animals before the Zman of the Goyrim, because it's only from the Zman of the Goyrim forward that there's this halacha of Tevel Midrabanan, where you're not allowed to eat without being mafresh ma'is behemah. But at the same time, people want to do mitzvahs with their money. There's an umdina, that's what people want to do. And as a result, being that the Zman of Afrashas ma'is behemah is from the Zman of the Goyrim, so what's going to happen is people are going to wait up until the Zman of the Goyrim, then they're going to be mafresh their ma'is behemah, and then they'll eat it. Meaning, even though it's true, they could have eaten it before, but if they would eat it before, they would lose out on the mitzvah. And people like doing mitzvahs. People like doing mitzvahs begufam, and like the Gemara says, as well, and as a result, this is actually a good way to make sure that there'll be plenty of animals when the Yidden come to be either regal. Says the Gemara, "My carly goyren." Why are we referring to this as a goyren? A goyren literally is the threshing area where they used to prepare the tefuah. So really, this is a borrowed term. We're talking about ma'aseh behema. We're not talking about tefuah. So why are we talking in terms of goyren? So the Gemara says the tavlik goyren. You're right. It is a borrowed term. We don't mean it literally. We mean it metaphorically. That just like there was a goyren in the context of Maisa Dagon, and in the context of Maisa Dagon, Tirosh Yitzar, in the context of Maisa Tfua, Goyren means that once the food or the Tfua was completed in the Goyren, at that point it's real Tevel, it's Chayiv, and Chumas, and Maisa is Midday Raisa. In the same vein, albeit on a Durabana level, there is such a concept, there's a parallel concept with Maisa Behema. This is true, there's no literal Goyren when we're talking about Maisa Behema, this is merely a borrowed term, the Kama price. Okay, so now we know, according to the first sheet in the Mishnah, that the three Zmanim of Maisa Behema are related to Yontif. Froisa Pesach, Froisa Atzeres, and Froisa Chag. Says the Gemara, Kama price. What does price exactly mean? Pirush Rabbeinu Rav Yehuda, ain price pachas mechamisha also yayin. It's not less than 15 days. My mashma, I'm Rav Avo, price is palga. Price means half. For the more palga the mai, half of what? So the more palga bilchas pesach, it's half of bilchas pesach. Other time we learned to the price, shayin the medarshim bilchas pesach, koidim the pesach shloishim yayin. Shim gamliel oim, shtei shabasois. So we know there's a machlekes shim gamliel and the Tanakama of how much before Yontif, or how much before Pesach, do we have an obligation to start being Shoyel V'Dorish in Hilchas Pesach? According to the Chachamim, it's 30 days. According to Rav Gamliel, it's Shtei Shabbos, it's 14 days, it's 2 weeks. But regardless, according to the Chachamim, it's 30 days. Frois HaPesach is half of the 30 days. And that's this, Frois HaPesach is half of the 30 days before Pesach, Frois HaTzeres is half of the 30 days before Shavuos, and Frois HaChag is half of the 30 days before Sukkot. Ben Azai Yomer, Ben Azai had a different shita. Ben Azai said that what are the 3 dates? Be'etzrim, Be'tisha, Be'adar, Be'echad, Be'nisan, and as we'll see, Esrim v'tisha ba'av, says the Gemara. Michael, if Rabbi Kiva ben Azai, says the Gemara. So Rabbi Kiva was the first shita. He held it's befroisa Pesach, befroisa Atzeres, befroisa Chag. It's 15 days before Pesach, 15 days before Shavuos, and 15 days before Sukkot. Ben Azai says it's the 29th day of Adar, it's Rish Chodesh Sivan, and the 29th day of Av. So it says, well, what's the beer in the Machlekes? Rabbi Akiva Sovar, and really, the Gemara is going to shtel on the first one first, because they're very similar. Rabbi Akiva said 15 days before Pesach. Ben Azai said, Chof Tes Adar. It's a very, very similar date. It's certainly close. So what is then the Machlokes? Rabbi Kiva holds, Adar HaSamach L'Nisan, Zimna Mali, Zimna Chaser. He held that Rosh Chodesh Adar is sometimes a full month. I mean, sometimes it has 30 days. Sometimes it's a chaser month. Sometimes it has 29 days. As a result, Zimnin de Mikla b'yom shloishim v'zimnin de Mikla v'esrim etisha. So if I'm going to tell you 15 days before Pesach, I don't know what date it is on the calendar. It depends. Is Adar going to be Malay or is it going to be Chaser? If Adar is going to be Malay, it's going to be the 30th day of Adar. If Adar is going to be Chaser, it's going to be the 29th day of Adar. That's why he didn't give his man. He said 15 days before. And as I saw, Adar asamach l'nisan, Chaser. But as I held, however, that Adar asamach l'nisan, that Adar is always Chaser. Hilkach k'vileis man. We know when it is. It always only has 29 days. So if you count from Pesach backwards 15 days, Be'esar v'tishav Adar, the day you're going to get is the 29th day of Adar. Be'echad b'sivan. What was Benazai's second zman? So according to Rabbi Akiva, it was Freisu Atzeres, which is 15 days before Shavuos. According to Benazai, it's Rish Chodesh Sivan, which is a few days before Shavuos. Says the Gemara, why the difference? Aiti d'loy nefishi, says the Gemara, because there really weren't that many animals to tithe before Shavuos, because you just had the Goyrin of Pesach, and now it's a short while later. So there aren't going to be that many animals. If you're going to say, give the Maisa Behema 30 days before Shavuos, you're going to defeat the purpose. The whole idea of creating the Goyrin Samuch to Yontif is so that the Oilid Regal should have behemoths. Like this, we make it shortly before. No one's going to eat their animals before the Maaserit. Even though they could have, the Tevel de Rabbanan is not chal until this man of the Goyren, but nichalei le'inish l'me'avim mitzvah v'mo'ayne, so they're going to push it off a little bit. If you're going to give them 30 days, so they're going to start eating their animals 30 days before Shavuos, by the time Shavuos comes around, by the time Da'ili Rego make it into Eretz Yisrael, they come to Yerushalayim, there's going to be nothing left. And as a result, he felt that you had to have a much tighter window. What's that tighter window? Rish Chodesh Sivan. What was Benazai's third date? Be'esrim v'tisha ba'av. So it's the 29th day of Av. So here, he's arguing with Rabbi Akiva, who said 15 days before Sukkot. Again, this is the third Goyren. So according to Rabbi Akiva, it's Freisachag. It's 15 days before Sukkot. According to Ben Azai, it's a full month earlier. It's you're literally going from the end of Elul all the way to the end of Av. Says the Gemara, what's Pshana Ben Azai? It's Ben Azai L'Tameh. Ben Azai L'Shitaset. Amar Ludum is Asim Bifnei Atzmon. So the Gemara is going to discuss this in greater detail later. But we saw already in the Mishnah yesterday where Ben Azai held that he wasn't sure if the Rosh Chodesh, the Rosh Hashanah, L'Maisa Behema was Rosh Chodesh Elul or it was Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. It's Machlokes in the Mishnah. Our Mishnah, in the first Mishnah, Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, when is the Rosh Hashanah L'maisa Behema? Ben Azai wasn't sure. And as a result, Ben Azai felt that all the animals that were born in Chodesh Elul, Ha'eluvian, Misasrim Bifnei Atzma, I can't do anything with them. I can't be Mitzarif them with the ones that were born in Chodesh Av, because maybe Elul is Rosh Hashanah. And I can't be Mitzarif them with the ones that are born in Chodesh Tishrei, because maybe Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah. And it says Shana Bashana. You can't be Mitzarif one year with the other one. That's what Ben Azai said. All the Eluvian Mitzarif Bifnei Atzma. You have to keep them separately. So for that reason, Ben Azai didn't want that the Zman HaGoyrin should be in Chodesh El. Why not? Because he felt that if the Zman of the Goyrin would be in Chodesh El, so what does that mean? People are waiting. People aren't giving Meiser until Rosh Chodesh Elul comes. So you're going to wait until Rosh Chodesh Elul to take all the animals that were born the last few months, and now you're going to give Meiser Behema. It's not a smart date, said Ben Azai. Because if you're going to do it on Chodesh Elul, you're probably going to include the animals that were born during Chodesh Elul. And Ben Azai holds. So he said, let's stay away from Elul. Because we need to draw a line in the sand between Av and Elul. So it's just not smart to set a date on the calendar that everybody should know that when you hear Rosh Chodesh Elul, Elul, right? The Shrai Elul, that means, oh, now it's time to give Maisa Behema for everything that all the animals that were born during the last few months. It's not a good idea, because you may include in it the animals that were born during Chodesh Elul, and Ben Azai Shita is, okay, then why is it the 29th day of Elul? It sounds like that's the second to last day of Elul. 30th day of Elul. Zok Gemara Zimnin de Mechaser and Leilav Ubina Lamav and Dekeir B'Chedesh Elul. It's true. Sometimes Elul has 29 days. Sometimes it has 30 days. So technically, he could have said the last day of Elul, which is sometimes the 30th day of Elul. But being that the 30th day of Elul sometimes corresponds to the Sometimes Av has 29 days, and sometimes Av has 30 days. So he could have said not the 30th day of Elul, the 30th day of Av. But the reason he didn't want to do that is because being that sometimes Av has 29 days, that means on a month like that, the proverbial 30th day of Av is really going to be Rosh Chodesh Elul. And it's, again, it's too close to Chodesh Elul. So Zimdin, the Mechasron Leila Av, Ubin Lamav and Akeri, Bechaz Rosh. So that's what Ben Azai said. It's not the last day of Av. It's always the 29th day of Av. What do you mean? Let it be the last day of Av. But as long as it's the...
going to be an issue.
I hear. What, with the light of the Masechtas Rosh Hashanah?
No, because you can't mix it with ones from El.
Right.
No, I understand that, but... I mean, how are you going to be Ma'aser those?
The ones born.
So you'll have to be Ma'aser them. I hear. So the truth is, we're going to see later in the Sugya, but Ma'aser is going to have an Eitz ahead of how to figure this out anyways. There is a workaround. But for now, we're not working with the workarounds. So for now, says Ben Azai, I'm staying away from the 30th day of Av, being that the 30th day of Av can sometimes be Rosh Chodesh Elul. Was Reb Shimon Oimrim? They had a third Shita. It's Be'echad Ben Nisan. It was Be'echad Be'sivan V'chulu. The V'chulu is Chof Tes Elul. So Be'echad Ben Nisan. Reb Shimon Gamliel Damash Tei Shabbos. Why Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Because they hold that it should be related to Pesach. How much so? So according to Rabbi Akiva, it was Freisa Pesach. 30 days before Yeshayel V'dayrish, let's do half of that amount of time, which is going to be 15 days. The Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon held, like Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, who hold that it's not 30 days, it's Shtei Shabbos. That makes sense for it to be Shtei Shabbos. It's not 15 days earlier, it's 14 days earlier, which gets you to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Be'echad B'sivan Kedemar. He was like Benazai. Benazai said Be'echad B'sivan, why? Because he felt you don't want it to be too much before Shavuos, because there aren't that many behemoths going around. So we have to keep a much tighter window. Thus, he felt Rosh Chodesh Sivan, for whatever reason, Ben Azai felt that was the right date. Rabbi Reb Shimon held the same thing. It's the same svar like we said earlier, same cheshbon like we said in Ben Azai. Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon l'tamay. They held that what's the Rosh Hashanah l'maisa behema? It's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Being that it's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, so again, we want to stay away from Tishrei because Tishrei is already the new year, and you can't be maaser anything that was born in Tishrei. Anything was born the previous year. And if you're going to say that anything that was born during the last few months, this mana goyren, this is the time to do the ma'aseh behema, it's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, people may take animals that were born during Chodesh Tishrei and they may be mitzvah of that. So what did they say? Be'etzrim be'tishrei be'el. Freit the Gemara, v'lama amru be'etzrim be'tishrei be'el, v'li amru be'echad be'tishrei. Oh, just 1 second. So the Gemara is going to explain this. Now, the Mishnah itself said, why is it the Esrim Tishrei Elul, not Rosh Chodesh Tishrei? Mipnei Shehu Yontif. The Mishnah gave a different reason. The Mishnah says, Fate to Gemara, Vatepik Lady Bina Lameb, that care of Chodesh V'yash. Why don't you say the reason that we just said? Just like we said in Ben Azai, you don't want it to be during Chodesh Elul. That's why we do it, Chav Tes Av. So for the same Svar, according to Blazer Rab Shimon, it shouldn't be on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, it should be at the end of Chodesh Elul. Gemara says, you're right, Chodesh Va'id Kamar. The Mishnah gave one of two reasons. Chadad, bin al-Mab, the Kerem Chadash V'yash. Like we just said. V'oid, mipnei shehu yantif, yev shalasa b'yantif, and you can't give maisa behema on yantif. Why can't you give maisa behema on yantif? So the Gemara says, mishum sakarta. But before those words, mishum sakarta, let's just explain again what just happened. So Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon said that the three dates are Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, and Chav Tes Elul. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's based on Rav Shimon Gamliel Shita, that's Shoylem Adarshim Shtei Shabbos. So you want it to be around Pesach, we want to find a date that people can identify with. What's that date? It's going to be the Shtei Shabbos, is the day that you start being Shoylem Adarshim Hilkos Pesach, which is 2 weeks. You take Pesach, subtract Shtei Shabbos, so you can end up with Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's very simple. Echad B'Sivan, that was Ben Azai Shita. You want it to be, again, a date around Shavuos that people could identify with. You don't want it to be too much before Shavuos, because there aren't that many behemoths in circulation that you didn't get Ma'aseh Behemah from yet. And as a result, what do we want? We say Rosh Chodesh Sivan. The third date was Chav Tes Elul. Why Chav Tes Elul? Why was that the Cheshbon? And if anything, it should be Shtei Shabbosois before Sukkot, just like it's Shtei Shabbosois before Pesach, and it should be Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So the Gemara said that really there's two reasons. The Mishnah gave one, and the Gemara gives another. The Gemara's reason, let's just do that first, is the same reason that the Gemara gave for Ben Azai, why it was in Chodesh Av and not in Chodesh Elul. Because being that Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon hold, they are the Shitas that hold that Echad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'Maaseh Behema. So anything that's born in Chodesh Tishrei, you can't be Ma'aser with what was born previously. So it's just not a smart thing to tell people that give your Ma'aseh Behema for the behemoths that were born the last few months in Chodesh Tishrei, but make sure not to be Mitzvah of any animal that was born today. It's too confusing. So what we do is we just set the date the day before. If you set it the day before, you're not going to have an issue. The Mishnah, however, gave another reason. And the reason the Mishnah gave was you can't give Ma'aseh Behema Yontif. You know why you can't give Ma'aseh Behema Yontif? Because Ma'aseh Behema is something that you're not allowed to do on Yontif. It's a malacha. Giving Ma'aseh Behema is a malacha. Let's go back to the Gemara. What's the malacha? Sakta Gemara, Sakarta. The malacha is, as we'll see in the next Mishnah, that one of the things they used to do when they were mafresh ma'aseh behema is you would take a red dye and you would put it on the animal. Putting the red dye in the animal constitutes a malacha, and it's soiveya, and being that it's soiveya, so you're out of business. So there's no way for you to be able to. So there's two reasons why it couldn't be Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Number one, stay away from Tishrei, because of the significance that Rosh Chodesh Tishrei has, that it's Rosh Hashanah L'maaseh Behema. And number two, in the reverse order really, but number two, is because Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is also Yontif. It's also Rosh Hashanah. It's a real yontif. I mean that it's a real yontif. It's a date that you have no right. You're not allowed to be maser ma'aseh behemah. Rameyo said be'echad be'elo Rosh Hashanah l'ma'aseh behemah. Ben Azai said ha'elulim mis'asrin bifnei atzman. So now we turn our attention from the first set of dates, which is the Shalish Granis, to the second set of dates, which is the Rosh Hashanah l'ma'aseh behemah. So as it relates to Rosh Hashanah l'ma'aseh behemah, there's really three shitas floating around the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, Mesechtas Rosh Hashanah, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, literally, right in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, it's a little bit more clear. So let's just read it from Rosh Hashanah, Daf Beis. Arba Rosh Hashanah him. Be'echad b'nisan, Rosh Hashanah l'malachim l'rogalim. Be'echad be'elul, Rosh Hashanah l'maisa behema, which is Remeir Shita in our Mishnah. Rabbi Lozav, Rabbi Shimon, Aymer, Be'echad b'tishrei. So right in the beginning of Mesechtas Rosh Hashanah, you learn that there's a machloik, it's Remeir on the one hand, Rabbi Lozav, and Rav Shimon, as in Rav Shimon Vayechai, on the other hand, and that is that Rav Meir holds the Rosh Hashanah L'maisa Behema is Rosh Chodesh Elul, and Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon hold that the Rosh Hashanah L'maisa Behema is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Ben Azai said, Ho'eluliyim is Asrim Bifnei Atzma. Pasha Pshat Ben Azai is, because Ben Azai wasn't sure. He had a suffix. He wasn't sure if the halacha is like Rav Meir, that Be'echad Be'el is Rosh Hashanah L'maisa Behema, or the halacha is Rav Shimon, that Be'echad Be'el is Rosh Hashanah L'maisa Behema. So he said, the Shaila is really Elul. That's where the Shaila is. And as a result, he said, Aluliyin, meaning I'm not sure is Elul the Rosh Hashanah, so it's part of the new year, or is Elul not Rosh Hashanah yet, it's the last month of the old year. So the Shaila was all Elul. So he said, Elul, I can't be Mitzdarif, because if it's the new year, I can't do it with the previous. And if it's the old year, I can't do it with the ones that were born later. So he said, Aluliyin, Miss Asr, Miss Fneas, Mazak, Gemara, Tanya, Amma Ben Azai, Hoyo, Lalo, Aimim Kach, Falolo, Aimim Kach, Aluliyin, Miss Asr, Miss Fneas, man. Says the Gemara, it's an interesting way of being Machriya. Ben Azai said, they say this way, they say that way. Okay, so it's a suffix. Faith the Gemara, why? Why didn't Ben Azai sit down and pick a side? Why didn't Ben Azai try to figure out if he thought Rameya was right, or if he thought Rav Shimon was right? Maybe Ben Azai just couldn't do it. Maybe he wasn't smart enough. I don't know. Maybe he couldn't be Oymed Asleif Taitish or Rameya, like the Gemara says in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel. Or maybe he couldn't be Oymed or Rav Shimon. Right? Rav Shimon is Lachtayr Sanister, like the Chavis Yara says in his famous Tshuva. That's why we don't pass him like Rav Shimon, because he has Lachtayr Sanister, and it's Soyd Hashem Liyureya. Is that the reason? But the Gemara says it can't be, because Vatani, we learned to the Braisa. Ben Azai said, Kol Chachmi is he said, all the Chachmi Yisrael that to me, that could klipas Hashem, they're literally like a garlic peel. Chutz, there's just one person that I have to contend with, Ben Azai said, that I feel like is a real adversary. And who's that? Chutz ben akeireya chazeh. Literally, this person who's bald, who has no hair. Rashi says, who was he referring to? Rashi says he was referring to none other than Rabbi Akiva. And he says Rabbi Akiva was a kereach, and that's who he was. In fact, Rashi says that there's a Tana in Shas, Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. Who's Rabbi Shua ben Karcha? Rabbi Akiva's son. The Gemara says in Masechta Shavuos Davav that Rabbi Akiva had a son whose name was Rabbi Yeshua. Zok Rashi, that you know who that Rabbi Yeshua was? It's Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. It's who's Rabbi Yeshua, the son of Rabbi Akiva. How does Rabbi Akiva come to Karcha? It's because he was a kereach, based on this Gemara right here. And at the Rashi says, that's the rest of the story. Taisus here, and Taisus and Shabbos Daf Kufnun, and a different place in Shas is very bothered with that. He says, Chas v'sholem. He says that we would refer to, he says, maybe Ben Azai, for whatever reason, felt that he could talk that way about Rabbi Akiva. Okay, you have to know why he would talk that way. Maybe. But the Gemara, the Chachmei HaTalmud, would have referred to the Tana, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, throughout Shas, using this derogatory term referring to Rabbi Akiva as a karcha. It can't be. It's not mistaken. And then Tosfos makes a cheshbon where he makes this unbelievable cheshbon related to history where he says it's not possible that Rabbi Shulman Karcha is Rabbi Akiva's son. Anyways, regardless, if both Rashi's here, right? We have now, by the way, the last few dafin of Masechtas Becharis is two Rashi's. You have Rashi and you have Rashi Ksav Yam. Both Rashi say the same thing. Both Rashi say that this kereach is Rabbi Akiva and that Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha is Rabbi Yeshua the son of Rabbi Akiva. Either way, says the Gemara. So the question is that Ben Azza is not sure. He says Aluli and Misasu b'fnei because he has a suffix. Is Rabbi Meir right? Was Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon right? Right. The Gemara of Alechsi time of the Mamastab. Rabbi Yechon and Zemi b'Yashmu Amrua b'Chagai Zechariah Malach. You have to say this wasn't related to Tam. If it was based on Svara, if Rabbi Meir had his lumdis and Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon had his their lumdis, okay, so Ben Azza would be able to be Machriya. He certainly would be able to be oimin on what they're saying. Ben Azza said, "Kol chach miYisrael doimin alike a klipas hashul." The problem was is this wasn't based on Svara. It was based on a Messiah. It was based on a tradition that traced itself back to the Nevi'im Machroinim, Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi. And as a result, what was Ben Azza supposed to do? He can't be Machriya between Messiahs. They had a Messiah this way, they had a Messiah that way. There was no Machim for love this. As a result, Ben Azza did not know what the Allah is, and he said, Ha'alulian, Mis'atzim b'fnei Yatzman. Tanya, Be'ezitzad, Omer Ben Azza, Ha'alulian, Mis'atzim b'fnei Yatzman. The Gemara is going to explain a little bit what Ben Azza means, meaning practically speaking. What does it mean when we say that all the animals that were born during Chodesh Elul are Mis'atzim b'fnei Yatzman? Number one, no delay, Chamisha b'av, Chamisha b'av. Five were born during Elul, five were born during Elul, Eimet Sarfin, something you can do. Chamisha b'av. Chamisha b'tishrei, aim it's darf. Chamisha b'tishrei, v'chamisha b'av. If five were born during Chodesh Tishrei, and five were born during Chodesh Av, meaning the next of mitzdarfin, then they could be mitzvah. Or pshita. This is back of the envelope arithmetic. Everything that we just said is very obvious. If you understand the concept that Elul is a suffix, then everything we just said is pasha. Thus, pshita, something more. Now, there's a little bit of a chiddush. I would have thought, yehechi the mafsiki shonim, mafsiki grunis. Now, this chiddush is really not a chiddush because we've spoken it out already a few times, but the Gemara, in real time, felt this was a chiddush. Meaning, there would have been a makom to say that just like Rosh Hashanah is mafsik, and it says that I can't be ma'aser from last year to this year, shana b'shana, and that's the significance of the Rosh Hashanah of Ma'aser Behema, maybe the grunis serve a dual purpose as well. And maybe there's a concept that I can't be ma'aser from something before the Geirin to something after the Geirin. And as a result, when you go from Tishrei to Av, you're crossing over two Gronos. You have the Pesach Geirin, and then you have the Shavuos Geirin. So I would have thought, says the Gemara, ki heichi de mafsiki shot, just like the Rosh Hashanah is a hafsik, mafsiki Gronos, maybe the Geirin should also be a hafsik. Kamash malana. And kiddetnan, by the way, the Gemara says, right, it's not Shechidish. It's the Mishnah. We've already mentioned it a few times. Chamisha lefnei Rosh Hashanah, chamisha l'achar Rosh Hashanah, eim mitzdarf. Chamisha lefnei agoyim, chamisha l'achar agoyim, harei eilu mitzdarf. Omar Rava, Rava said, l'divri Ben Azai. According to Ben Azai, there is a way to somehow finagle that animals that were born in these months where Ben Azai has a suffix, that you should be able to be ma'asa them together. What does he mean? No, the chamisha ba'av. If five animals were born during Chodesh Av, chamisha ba'elul, and five were born during Chodesh Elul, so far it's a problem. You can't be mitzdarif of an elul, a luliyim misatzrim b'fnei atzmon. The chamisha b'tishrei, but you had another five during Chodesh Tishrei. Kainzul nadir l'sasa. You can put all 15 together and be ma'asa them. V'noy telechem alul. You give ma'isa behema. You have to make sure the one that you're giving ma'isa behema though is going to be from one of the elul behemas because. You have to make sure that it was born during Chodesh Elul, because Eluliyah Misasrin Bifnei Atzman, but the point is that once you take it from Chodesh Elul, Hashar Peturim Mamashkal, everything is fine. You have nothing to do after that. You can go home. Eat Gezintahit. Why? Mimanavshach. Ibe Echad Be'elul Rosh Hashanah. If Rosh Chodesh Elul is Rosh Hashanah, then the Elul of Tishrei Mitzdarfin. Then the Elul is going to pater the 10, the five of Elul and the five of Tishrei. Uda'av, what about the Avs? The Avs, you can't be Ma'aser from the ones that were born in Elul, because Elul is Rosh Hashanah, but Peturim, because there are only five. So you have nothing to worry about anyways. V'ivech of a Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah. And if Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah, then the other Elul mitzdarfin. Then you can be mitzdarf the ones of Av of Elul, and the Tishrei Peturim. And the ones from Tishrei are going to be Pater. So Mamad of Shach, there is a workaround. There's a way to do this. If you have Av, Elul, and Tishrei, as long as you have 10 from Av and Elul, and 10 from Elul and Tishrei, there's a way to work this out. Fake the Gemara, are you Pater? Why are you Pater? I don't think you're Pater. Five of them were born during Chodesh Tishrei. So what happens if something's born in a month, in the Cheshvan, in Kislev, and Tevis, and Shvat, Adar, right? There's more months, and then you can have another Geirin. So what do you mean you're Pater? You're done. You're not done. You're done in terms of the Avs and the Eluls, but how you done in terms of the Tishrei one? Zokta Gemara, my Amr, what are you going to say? Let's have a Gairin Achar. Then maybe you're going to have to take these five and combine them to the new Gairin. Says the Gemara, Gevaldik. No, Asiri Vadai, Amr Achmana. V'loy Asiri Safik. We know the halacha. That Asiri Vadai, Amr Achmana. V'loy Asiri Safik. The only time you can give Maisa Behemah is if you know for sure these animals are Chayiv and Maisa Behemah. If you have a Safik, any Safik in the world, even Roiv, any Safik in the world is enough to say that it's not Asiri Vadai. And if that's the case, being that you're going to have a Safik, why is there going to be a Safik? Because according to Ben Azai, there is a tzad that Rosh Chodesh Elul was the Rosh Hashanah. And if that's the case, then you already patterned up the ones that were born during Chodesh Tishrei. So there's never a way to be mitzarev them to a Goyer again. If you can't be mitzarev them to a Goyer, then Mamela, you're done. There's absolutely nothing to do. Fate Gemara Pshita. It's a beautiful cheshbin. But at the end of the day, it's pasha. There's no chiddush. I mean, the Gemara did the math for us. But other than that, there doesn't seem to be a chiddush lalacha. The Gemara says you have to say there's a chiddush lalacha. What is that? I would have thought, I would have thought that you shouldn't do this. You know why? Because the only way this works is if you take from an Elul one. If you take from one that was born during Av, one that was born during Tishrei, then this whole thing doesn't work. The Gemara says, "Vanoyet tel echom en aluliyin." You had to make sure you took one of them that was born during Chodesh. Incidentally, Rashi asks a kasha: isn't there a halacha you vacuum the tovla ra? It's Rashi's kasha. First Rashi and the other. But either way, it only works if you take one from Chodesh El. So I would have thought, don't let this work because maybe you're going to take one from the wrong month. Kamashma, let's talk to Mishnah right there. A lot of rate to get to soon. Be'ezet tzad ma'asrin. How exactly do you do ma'isa behema? So usually be'ezet tzad ma'asrin means like which side. It doesn't mean which side, the north side or the south side. It means pashin. Be'ezet tzad ma'asrin. It's Chazal's way of saying how exactly will you mafish ma'isa behema? Talk to Mishnah. Koinsel l'dir. You put them all into a pen. Va'oysel pesach katan. You make a small door. Kadesh la'yushnai b'chayim latzis gachas. Single file. You want that only one should be able to go at a time. Umayna bashevet. And then you count. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hei, Vav, Zayin, Ches, Tes. Vayoytzi, Asiri. And when the 10th one comes out, you take the red dye, you paint it on the animal. Vayomer, and you say, Harezeh, Meiser. Loisakru, Besikra. Let's say you didn't do that. You didn't have the red dye. Vayomana bashevet. Or you didn't put them underneath a shevet. And Mishnah didn't mention that. Mentions it here. But it says in the Pasuk, V'chol Meiser, Bakov, V'chol Kolashe, Yavr, Tachas, HaShevet. And you see from the Mishnah, it's meant literally. You're supposed to have the animal go underneath a shevet. A shevet is a stick. Shiftecha, Mishantecha, Himu, Yonachamuni. So it's supposed to go underneath a stick. Let's say you didn't do that. Let's say you didn't use the red dye, or it never even walked at all. It was just sitting on the floor, and you went up one, two, three. It works. Meaning, all these halachas is l'katchila. But b'di'eved, you don't need the sikra, you don't need the shevet, you don't even have to count them while they're walking, let alone single file lines. B'di'eved, everything is okay. What if a person has 100 animals, but not the lasara, and he says, you know what, these 10 are going to be ma'isa behem. Or he had asara, but not the lachar. He said, this one is going to be ma'isa behem. That already doesn't work. You have to count. It has to be 1, 2, 3. That part of it is makar. It's Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Ma'isa, it does work. What if you counted the animals, and one of the animals that you counted already springed back in. It went back in. That's a hashtag. Hare elu paturim. So the halacha is, you're going to be potter. Aye, let it be batel b'roiv. I hear. Zokta Gemara min amusarin. Let's say you gave ma'isa behema, and one of the ones, not that you counted, but one of the ones that was the 10th one. Kofetz echem anumi means it could have been number 4. Kofetz echem anamusarin means it was number 10. It was ma'isa behema. It's already kodesh. And that jumped back. That's much trickier. Dear the halachas, kulam yirad sheyistav uv'yoychel b'mum l'bayla. What's the issue over there? Now you have a suffix. Which animal is ma'isa behema? Here too, you don't say pitul b'roiv. It's the same toisus above mitzia davav. It's the same rosh. It's the same Reb Kiveg and Tshuva that maybe we'll get to Yetz Hashem Sunday or Monday. But the point is that it's the same raid, but at the end of the day, the implications are much different. Because if I have one of the minuyin that jumps back into my pen, so now I just can't give ma'isa behema. Okay, can't give ma'isa behema, so I'm off the hook. I don't have to give ma'isa behema. This is a little trickier, because over here, what's happening is I have a suffix that one of them is Ma'isa Behema. One of them is the Asiri. Now, if there's no Pitul B'roiv, they're all Safik Asiri. So what's the halacha of that Safik Asiri? I can't eat it because it's Shkut Echotz. I can't put it on the Mizbeach because it might be Chulam Azara. So what I do is I wait for it to get a mum, Once it gets a mum, at that point, once it has a mum, I have nothing towards. Look, the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, a brisa that elaborates on everything that we just said. But is it not maaser? Koinsel ledir va'isel pesach katan. You bring them into the pen. You make a small door. Kedesh la yushnai b'chayim latzis kachad. Has to be single file. There's two of them shouldn't be able to walk out at the same time. Imay say mibachotz. We saw this on Shavuos night. The mothers of the animals were left outside. Vehemi b'fnim, and the children were inside. V'goyos v'yoytzis l'krasimon. And you tried to get the animals, the mothers, to get them to come towards them. And that's the way to get them to go through the Pesach. Fate to Gemara, Filifkinu Inu. Why do we have to do it this way? Why don't you just put a leash on the goat and walk it through, or through on the sheep? Like, why are we making this so complicated? Well, Yabriksiv, they have to walk by themselves. Filishbilu Yarka. Okay, then why don't we throw them a bone? Or why don't we wave a carrot, right? That would be a more reasonable way. What do you need the mothers there for? Because derech agav, we felt that by doing it this way, we'd be able to alleviate two psulim. Number one, lekeach. That was a mission earlier in the week. The halach is that if you buy an animal, there's no ma'aseh behema. If you're going to say the mother has to be there, that's a good way of preventing an animal that you bought to accidentally make it into the deer. Because usually, if you bought the animal, you don't have the mother. By the mother and the child, that's l'shcheach. If the child was born in your Eder, so you have the mother and you have the child. But if you bought it, that's a good way of weeding out the lekuchais. Additionally, a yasim. There's no mother, it has a din of a yasim. Not always, but sometimes. So again, if the way to do it is by having the mother there, the yasim will never make it into Tanu Rabbanu Kolash, Yavatachas, Hashevet. And from the word Yabar, we learn Prat Letrefesh, Inu Everes. Because there are certain trefes that can't walk. And therefore, we learn from here that all treifas on this mind, and this is the makar, that a treifa is pasul to kachem, because just like we learn maitse behema from kachem, we learn kachem from maitse behema, with the same gzeirah shava, tachas, tachas. Okta Gemara, it says, tachas ha-shaved, mitzvah l'mnoisem b'shaved. The katchili is supposed to do it with a stick. Laimanam b'shaved, oishamanam revutam ayimdim. Let's say you didn't use a stick, or they never even walked. I mean, how do you know it's kachem, but the avatam, but laimah ha-asiri kodesh min kamakim. As long as it's a tenth one, it's always going to be Bailey. Hello, Shakarish my Asiri. Like Karish my Asiri. I mean, how do you know if you didn't call it Asiri? That's also good. Let's say you would thought if you had 100, but not the Asara, you took 10. Asara, but not the Lechad, meaning you didn't even count it. The Asiri means the 10th. It doesn't mean 10%. It means the 10th, meaning Maitza Dagon, you have to count 10%. Doesn't matter where you took it from or how you took it. Ma'isa behemoth is halacha, the 10th. That's the emphasis. Not 10%, but the 10th. Which implies there's a 9th, and an 8th, and a 7th, and a 6th. Like the Mishnah does the math for us. Rabbi Yis, Rabbi Yehuda, amen, no. Ma'asa, my time to Rabbi Yehuda, Savo l'kaba, Loza ben goyim. Tanya b'loza ben goyim loyim. It says, v'nechshav l'chem trumaschem. And that pasik trumaschem is a lush in Rabbim. And we learn from there, b'shtei trumas hakasim medaber. Achas truma gedoyla, v'achas trumas ma'isa. Truma gedoyla, as in the good old-fashioned truma. Trumas ma'iser is the truma that the Levian had to give from their Maiser Behem. So, or from their Maiser Rishon. So you gave Maiser Rishon to a Levi, till Ezra made the Knas, but that's what it was supposed to be. And then the Levian had to take from their Maiser Rishon, and they had to give Maiser Min HaMaiser. This truma is referring to the Maiser Min HaMaiser, which is sometimes also referred to as Trumas Maiser. So the Trumas Chen is the Truma Gedoyla, and the Trumas Maiser that the Levian had to give. Now it says, V'nechshav Lochem, and we learn from the two halachas. Number one, K'shem Chad Truma Gedoyla, and he tells us, Ba'imid of Machshava, V'nechshav means you can guesstimate. Number one. Number two, you can give it a machshava. You don't have to speak it out. You can give it a machshava. And that's learned out from V'nechshav Lechem Trumaschem with regards to Truma Gedoyla. But if Trumaschem means Truma Gedoyla and Trumas Meiser, then we can learn from here. After Trumas Meiser is the same halachas. Niteles Ba'imid of Machshava, says the Gemara. Okay. So now I know that Trumas Meiser is Niteles Ba'imid. You can guesstimate. And it's Niteles B'machshav. Now, Meiser, Kai Rachman Truma. We know that Truma's Meiser is sometimes called regular Meiser. Dichsiv, Kies, Masa, B'nei Yisrael, Lashayim, Lashayim, Truma, Nasati, Lulavi, and Lenach. Okay, so if Truma Gedayel is called Meiser, and the Iskish Meiser, the Himmel Meiser, Dagon, how do I know that? Aser to Aser, Shtei Meiser, Zakasa, Medaber. So I know then that Truma Gedayel has a halacha of Nitel B'machshav, V'nechshav, Chem, Trumascha. I know Truma's Meiser as well, because Trumaschem. I know that Trumas Meiser is called Meiser. And I know that Meiser Behema is Iskish Le Meiser. If that's the case, it's just a basic cheshbon. Not Meiser Dog, Nitel Ba'oimiru B'machshava. Af Meiser Behema Nitel Ba'oimiru B'machshava. At the end of the day, Rav Yisrael Yehuda says, based on this drasha of Abba Elazar Ben Goimel, halacha would be that you can give ma'isa behema min ha'omer as well, excess. So a few ha'aris. So again, we covered a lot here in the daf. Let's just go through a few ha'aris. Number one, the Gemara said in the beginning an interesting thing, that there was three gronois as it related to the halachos of ma'isa behema. What was the significance of the gronos? The significance was that once the zman of the goyrin came, you were not allowed to eat. You were not allowed to eat from your animals. You couldn't shech the animals. You couldn't even sell the animals. You couldn't do anything with your animals. They were tevel midrabanon, so to speak, until you were mafresh ma'isa behema. Now, that's not to be confused with the Rosh Hashanah ma'isa behema, which had much greater implications, the Raisa implications, where the halacha is that you weren't allowed to be ma'aser, an animal that was born from before to after. By the Goyrin, you don't have that halacha. The Mishnah said it, the Braisa chazed it over. That's clear. But at the same time, there was a significance of the Goyrin. The significance of the Goyrin was that once the Goyrin came, it was chal teva. Just like when the tfu is in the Goyrin, in the real, the threshing floor, the real Goyrin, the halacha is that it becomes tevel, midai raisa, and you can't eat without being mafresh shumas and maestras. Once this man of the Goyrin, borrowed word, once this man of the Goyrin comes, any one of the three granos, as it relates to maestra behemi, you'd have the same exact halacha. There'd be some concept, some musig of a tevel, the rabbana. Now, that's only true once this man of the Goyrin came, up until this man of the Goyrin. You could do whatever you want. Stating that, the Gemara said that people used to wait. People would dafka wait until the Zman of the Goyrin, and during the Zman of the Goyrin, when there was Chal the Mitzvah, now there's Tevel Ki'ilu, they would be mafresh the Ma'isa Behema, and after they were mafresh the Ma'isa Behema, at that point, that's the Gemara's why. Why would they do that? People are usually looking to circumvent systems. So why over here are people being Mahajim and a Mahajim? And the Gemara gave a reason. The Gemara said, because Nichale Le'inish Le'saven Mitzvah B'Mamayne. Now, if you look in the Maseres Hashas has three Mar Mekoymas, where you find this idea of Nichale Le'inish Le'saven Mitzvah B'Mamayne. Le'il Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis, Psochim Daf Dalet Amid Aleph, Bav Mitzia, Dav Chof Tes Amid Beis. So the one of interest for this morning is Bava Mitzia Dav Chof Tes Amid Beis. I'll tell you why it's interesting. Because if you look up the Gemara there, Amashmo, Hashoyl Sefer Torah Mechaveira, somebody borrows a Sefer Torah from his friend. So in the olden days, people used to learn from a Sefer Torah. They didn't have Gemaras. They would learn from Sefer Torah. That's the real reason that there's a mitzvah to write a Sefer. Rosh says, today you can be Mekai, mitzvah, Ksiva Sefer Torah, mitzvah, Tariag, by writing Svarim. Nashim HaPater from Ksiva Sefer Torah, because the Pasha from Talmud Torah. Because the whole idea of Ksiva Sefer Torah was related to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So once upon a time, people would learn from a Sefer Torah. So Hashoyl Sefer Torah Mechaveira, you shouldn't lend it to somebody. If you call me Linami, only a Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to lend. But if you borrow someone's car, then you could lend the car out to somebody else. You can't sublease things. You're not allowed to borrow something and then lend it to somebody else. There's a chiddush in Sefer Torah. What's the chiddush? I would have thought that a person wants to do a mitzvah. No, meaning, if you're going to lend your car to someone, what mitzvah are you doing? But a Sefer Torah, why are you borrowing a Sefer Torah? To learn. So you would think, if Reuven loaned his Sefer Torah to Shimon, maybe Reuven's okay with Shimon now giving it to Levi. Because he wants Levi. Shevet Levi, right, of course Levi. But he wants Levi to sit and learn. So he wants that Nichalei le'inish de l'savet, kamash malon, that you don't say that. It's a Pella. How does the Shnei Mura Gemara? And all the Rishonim ask Kasha with Tfa and Bava Mitzio. All the Rishonim are bothered with this Kasha. So again, the Maseres Hashas, Shtel Su, another place where you find Nichalei, the Lisavi Mitzvah of Amayne. You know what the problem is? That Gemara starts with a Mao de Tema and it ends with a Kamash Mala. It's Mao de Tema, Nichalei, the Lisavi Mitzvah of Amayne. Kamash Mala, you don't say that, right? I mean, it's the same words, hence it's in the Maseres Hashas, but if you look up the Gemara, it's just the opposite. Our Gemara is coming out, Nichalei, the Lisavi Mitzvah of Amayne. And over there in the Gemara, it says just the opposite. It's a Mao de Tema, but at the end of the day, you don't say that if I borrow a Sefer Torah, I can lend it to somebody else. Nichalei Le'inish, it sounds like a mashmal. You don't say Nichalei Le'inish. The Rishonim say Mahalchim. But just one nice Mara Mokhim, the Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva. In Eurechayim Sime, it's the second Tshuva in Tshuva's Chassam Sofer. So the Chassam Sofer is Be'inyan Nichalei Le'inish, Lema'avid Mitzvah, Be'mavoinai. He wrote a Tshuva to a Talmud who asked him a Kasha on this, and he's Marchim in this Indian, and he brings this Kasha. And the Chassam Sofer says, I think the Kasha is a Tois. Even though the Rishonim talk about it, he says, I think the Kasha is a Tois. I don't think it's a Kasha. He says, why? He says, it's fundamentally different. In the Gemara, in Bava Mitzia, there's a concern. You lend something to somebody, how do you know that person's going to be careful? there's wear and tear, there could be chesaron and kiss, you may end up losing, so there may be some sort of hefzid. Okay, so I loaned it to Shimon. I make a taste, I want Levi to have my Sefer Torah. Maybe I don't trust Levi, I don't know who he is. So as a result, even though there would have been a havamina of nichalei le'inish, l'mave mitzvah b'mamoyne, kamash malin that you don't say that. He said, but by maisa behema, there's no hefzid. There's no loss. At the end of the day, if I give maisa behema, I don't give maisa behema. Says the Chassam Sofer, what am I losing out? I'm losing nothing. Because maisa behema is nechal le'bayla. It's eaten by the Baal. You don't give it to a Kayan, says the Chassam Sofer. Who says you give it to a Kayan? You give it to a Kayan, you keep it for yourself. Now, if you look at the Magi and the Nuchsam Sofer says, one second, take a look at the grip in his Pirish on Reb Sadik Goyin Sefer on Mitzvahs, Mitzvah Pei, Vav, Pei Zayin, Pei Ches, and over there he has Marim Akoimus of Rishonim, the Ritva, and other Rishonim that maybe, but the father of the Pashas is not that way. It says the Chassam Sofer that being that you're going to end up eating it by yourself, you're going to lose out nothing. In fact, the Chassam Sofer says, and this is so geschmack, he says in a way, you get more with Maisa Vehema. You know why? Good trivia question. Why would you get more than Maisa Vehema? Because you get to keep the Zroi L'chaim and Keva. Because Zroi L'chaim and Keva is Noyig B'chulin, but it's not Noyig B'muktashim. See, he says, if you have a Behemoth's Chulin, you have to give away the Zroi L'chaim and Keva. If you have a Behemoth's Kachim, you get to keep all the meat. And not only that, you don't even have to give the Zroi L'chaim and Keva. What do you have? You have to put some on the... What do you put on the Mezech? The Dam? Well, you can't eat the Dam anyways. And the Chalovin? You can't eat the Chalovin anyways. So the parts that are going on the Mezbech are the parts you anyways not allowed to eat. You get to eat all the food coming full circle. For what we talked about this week, and you even get to keep this Zroi L'chaim and Keva coming full circle what we talked about the last few months. So the bottom line is, Dr. Chassam Sefer, I think it's chaluk. Nichalei inish l'mavim mitzvah b'moyneh. If I'm not losing anything, well, but if it comes with an invoice, mechatesi in the Gemara above mitzvah, there's an invoice attached to it. Over here, it's perfect. I'm not losing anything. I mean that I'm not losing anything. See, he says I think that fundamentally the two Gemaras are very, very different. That's the first hara. The second hara is that the Gemara talked about the different zman and three shittas in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva. Kiva, Ben Azai, and Rabbi Reb Shimon, who hold when exactly are these three grunts? The first sheet was Freisa Pesach, Freisa Atzeres, Freisa Chag. What does Freis mean? It's a little sussum. The Gemara explained. It means half. Half of what? Half of the 30 days before Pesach, when you're supposed to be Shoyal V'Darish in Hilchas Pesach, half of the 30 days before Sukkot, when you're supposed to be Shoyal V'Darish in Hilchas Sukkot, half of the 30 days before Shavuos, we're supposed to be Shoyal V'Darish in Hilchas Shavuos. It certainly sounds like from this Gemara, that the halach of Shoyal and V'Darish and Shloish Mayayim is true for the Shalish Regal. It's true for Pesach, it's true for Shavuos, it's true for Sukkot. Tell me, of course. No, it's not Pashat at all. Because read the Braisa. This is the Braisa that's quoted throughout Shas. Shoyal and V'Darish and V'Hilchas Pesach, Koydom L'Pesach Lamed Yoyim. It says it only regarding Hilchas Pesach. Me'echa Tesi, it's true with regards to Sukkot, and Me'echa Tesi is true with regard. Now, you can tell me, what should be the difference? The difference is very simple. You ever learn Hilchas Pesach? Hilchos Pesach is Rechava Minayam. It's one of the hardest Nimudim in Torah. It's very, very hard, Hilchos Pesach. There's so many halachas that are related to Hilchos Pesach. Hilchos Shavuos? What's Hilchos Shavuos? You have to learn Torah and eat cheesecake. I mean, that pretty much sums it up. Hilchos Shavuos? Okay, so in the times, in the Beis HaMikdash, there was the Shtei Alechem, there were Karbanos, but Hilchos Shavuos, it's not 30 days, right? It's a very small period of time. Either way, Azlai L'chura is Mavur in the Gemara. Now, the truth is that this idea is attributed to the Marsha. Meaning, this idea, that even though it says in the Gemara, Shoyal and V'Darshim Shloshim Kaidim LePesach, really, it's not only true for Pesach, it's true for the other Yom Tovim. And this Chiddush is said over in the name of the Marsha. Where's this Marsha? It's a Masech, the Sukkah, Daf Tesam and Aleph. It's regarding a very well-known Mishnah. Sukkah Yeshana, an old Sukkah. Beis Shammai Poislim, U'Beisul Machshir. Beis Shammai says an old Sukkah is Pasul. Beisul says an old Sukkah is Kosher. The Ezohi Sukkah Yeshana. What's the definition of a Sukkah Yeshana? Kol Sha'asah Kaidim LeChag Shloshim Yom. If it's with 30 days early, then it's considered a Sukkah Yishon. Ava Masol, L'Shem Chag, Afilo Mitchilas Hashana, Kisher. In other words, there's a significance of 30 days. If it's more than 30 days old, meaning you built this Sukkah more than 30 days before Sukkot, it's a Sukkah Yishon, and it's subject to a dispute between Beis Shammai and Bisil. Beis Shammai says Sukkah Yishana is Pasul. Beisul, of course, we paskin like that, holds that a Sukkah Yishana is going to be kosher. But the definition of Chodosh and Yoshan in the context, not of Maisa Behema, of Sukkah is 30 days. Before 30 days or after 30 days. Zok Rashi, why 30 days? What's 30 days have to do with anything? Zok Tehillah Rashi. Beis Shammai Poislin Sukkah Yishana, the Bo Sukkah Lishma. Vezu Stam Nasus. This wasn't made Lishma. As a result, it's Pasul. There's a din that Sukkah has to be made Lishma. Now, for Ilu Toshloich and Lechag, stating that within 30 days, there it's okay. Kivan the Shoylem Hilchas Achak Koydim L'Chak Shloishim Yoyim. Being that Talach is Shoylem Hilchas Achak Shloishim Yoyim. Stam Ha'oysa L'Shem Chagu Oysa. So over there, Stam is L'Shma. Aval Koydim Shloishim Stam Alav L'Chak. Incidentally, you see from this Mishnah the concept of Stam L'Shma. Rav Shloime Kluger in a shtickle in Chachma Shloime. I think we spoke this. We for sure spoke this out in Sugya Daftes. I think we spoke it on Zvachim Dabbez as well. In the Sugya of Stama Lishma, where the Gemara is looking for Makairis of Stama Lishma, says Rav Shloime Kluger and Rava and Rav Papa that Amayram were discussing in Zvach. He said it's a Shailav Amayram. It's a Mefurash Mishnah. The Mishnah right here. Because what's the difference between a Sukkah Yeshana and not a Sukkah Yeshana? Stama Lishma. So you see Stama Lishma. If there's no Stama Lishma, L'chur you have a Mefurish Mishnah on the Tanaim level, the Halach of Stama Lishma. Beautiful Ha'ara. But either way, says the Mishnah, a Sukkah Yeshana, Machlech Yishan Mishnah. But within 30 days, what's the difference again? Because a Sukkah has to be made Lishma. If you don't make it Lishma, it's Stama. Within 30 days, Stama, when it comes to building the sukkah, is lishma. You know why? Because shayla mehilchas achag, and being that you shayla mehilchas achag, that's why that halacha is that stama lishma. Zokt de marsha on this Rashi. The perikam of the psachim yalof lamikra. The shayla mehilchas apesach koydum lepesach lamidyon. The efsha. The alfina hilchas chag mi pesach b'shum josh. It must be, says the marsha, that Rashi held that we learn sukkahs from Pesach. Because if we don't learn sukkahs from Pesach, then L'chayr says the Marsha, the halach of Shoyle Mehilchas Pesach was by Pesach. Who said it's by Shvu, by sukkahs? But Al Kapanim, you see from here, it's by sukkahs as well. Umikan Shuvah the Beis Yosef by Rechaim Reish Shulchas Pesach Shehaven then Hod the Shoyle Nam and Yoyim Koyim and Udafka by Pesach Vloy Bechav. Beis Yosef says before it's not that way. So you have over here a Marsha that quotes the Beis Yosef. You don't see that every day. And the Marsha quotes the Beis Yosef and says that this Rashi is a kasha for Maisa this morning. I didn't have a lot of time, but very quickly I looked up the halacha right in the beginning of Hilchas Pesach, where this is brought down. Shoylem b'Hilchas HaPesach. And says the Magen Avraham right away that even though it's brought down in Hilchas Pesach, and it's not brought down in Hilchas Sukkos, but really it's true for Sukkos as well. The Beis Yosef L'Shitasai didn't bring it in Hilchas Sukkos. But really, it's true for Sukkos as well. How does he know that? Says the Magen Avraham, I have two Makairis. You know what my two Makairis are? The Marsha Masechta Sukkah Daf Tes, which I knew the Magen Avraham quoted, and the Gemara Masechta Bechairis Daf Nunches, today's Daf, Half Love of Allah, which I was hoping the Magen Avraham would quote. It's Mefurish, because that's our Gemara. L'chur, it's a pellet to me that the Marsha doesn't quote our Gemara. It's a Mefurish Gemara, and the Magen Avraham brings it. But Al Kapanim, you have a Marsha that quotes a Beis Yosef, which you don't see every day, and you have a Beis Yosef that quotes a Marsha. I'm sorry, you have a Magen Avraham that quotes a Marsha, which you also don't see every day. But the bottom line is that one of the Hafeichba, the Kulabas that you see in today's Daf is this chiddush that the halacha of shoylem v'darshin shloishim yoyim is not only true for Pesach, even though the Braisa says it by Pesach, but it's also true when it comes to Hilchas Sukkos as well. Just one final ha'ara, and that is in the beginning of the week. So we learned the Gemara, where the Gemara talks about how do you know which animals are mitzarif for ma'isa behema, and the Mishnah said ma'isa behema mitzarif kimloy regel behema roya. What does that mean? It means that as much as the shepherd can see at one time, as much as he can oversee at one time, that's the shear in terms of knowing how much is going to be mitzdareth. How do you know that? From a pasuk. A pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Perek Lamed Gimel. The pasuk says, and from that pasuk, we learn this halacha, and from that pasuk, we learn this halacha that as much as the moina, singular, is able to see at one time, that's what the shear is going to be. Either way, so we had a pasuk, oid tavorna hatzoin al yedei moina, and we learn from that pasuk a halacha of ma'isa behema. But when we learn the Gemara, dafnun dalad amid beis, dafnun heis daf, we mentioned that the Pashup Shan in that Pasuk is not talking about Ma'isa Behema. The Pashup Shan in that Pasuk is Yirmiyahu HaNavi in the darkest times, is giving Nevuah to Klal Yisrael. And he's telling them that as much as I'm telling you, Eicha Yashva Badad, Ha'ir Rabbasiyam, Ha'isa Kalmana, but at the same time, Oyeshvu Skeinu Viskeinois. That's a Navi, that's actually Nevuah in Zechari. But there's going to be Nevuahs where we can hear Kol Sasa V'Kol Simcha, Kol Chasa V'Kol Kalo. And in those Nevuahs, in Perek Lamed Gimel and Yirmiyahu, that's pure nechama. Says Yirmiyahu HaNavi, another thing is Oy Tavar Nahatzoyin Al Yedei Moina Am Hashem. The day is going to come where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to count us the same way the Moina counts Ma'isa Behema. So we count Ma'isa Behema, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to count us as well. The Balaturim, in the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar, this is a nice Maramakim, says that look at the Smichos, between the end of Sefer Vayikra and the beginning of Parashas Bamidbar. What's the end of Sefer Vayikra? It's Parashas Bechukosai. We spoke about that this week as well. Parashas Bechukosai begins in Bechukosai Teilecho, and Parashas Bechukosai ends. What's the mafter of Parashas Bechukosai? What we're learning right now. Perek Maisa Behema. It's the two psukim of Maisa Behema. It's the mafter of Parashas Bechukosai. So we mentioned earlier in the week the Chinuch, where the Chinuch says, what's the smichos between the beginning of Parashas Bechukosai and the end of Parashas Bechukosai? He says, because what's the idea of Maisa Behema? You don't give it to the Kayanim. It's not one of the Chavdal Matnas Kuna. What you do with it is you bring it up to the Beis HaMikdash and you bring it to Yerushalayim. And if you're going to be in Yerushalayim, you're going to want to spend time there because you're not just going to give away your food, or maybe you'll have one of your children living there. But the point is, it'll come to Torah because Kimitzi et Teitzei Seira, Udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. So says the Chinuch in a very poetic way. You have to be medayik l'shoyne yazov. That's the connection between the beginning of the parasha and the end of the parasha. The parasha begins in b'chukosai teilechu shatei amelum atayra. You know how you're going to get to that? Perek ma'isa behema. What we're learning right now. Half a little fellow. Ma'isa behema is going to bring a person g'doyla ma'isa shemivilu de'yira. Ki misi teisasar, like Tosfos says in Bava Basra daf chafal of Amanal. That's how you're going to come from Ma'isa behema leads to b'chukosai. So that's the smichos between the b'chukosai teilecho, the beginning of parashas b'chukosai, and ma'isa behema, which is the end of parashas b'chukosai. But the Baal Tur Mishnah is something else. The smichos between the end of parashas b'chukosai and the beginning of parashas b'midbar. So parashas b'chukosai ends with ma'isa behema. How does parashas b'midbar begin? Su'u es roish kol adas b'nei Yisrael l'mishpachoy. Vaydaber Hashem al-moish b'midbar asim b'yom b'yom b'chukosai 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 b'chukosai. Su'u es roish, count Klal Yisrael. Says the Baal Tur, there's a connection between Maisa Behema and Su'u Es Roish Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. Loimar. The Ma'iluk Sivacho Maiser Bokovitzoy. V'somach Le Su'u Es Roish. Al Shem Hashenemar. And this is a remez to the Pasuk. Oy Tavor Nahatsoyna Yedei Moine. He brings our Pasuk. So he brings our Pasuk that equates somehow counting Klal Yisrael to the mitzvah of Maisa Behema. There's some connection. That just like Maisa Behema, there's a mitzvah of Kol HaShiyav HaTachas HaShavet HaAsiri YerKodesh Oy Tavor Na'atzoyin Al Yedei Moines. Again, Poshet Oy Tavor Na'atzoyin Al Yedei Moines is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu counting Klal Yisrael. It's an avu of something that's going to take place in the future. The Gemara relates it to Maisa Behema, and in fact there's a smichos. Balaturim, first Balaturim in Sefer Bamidbar. But there's a Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Kisisa. Tanchuma says as follows, Ba'asorim mekoymais nimnu Yisrael. There were 10 times that Klal Yisrael was counted. Echad b'yiridosan l'mitzrayim, shenemar, b'shivim nefesh yordu avisechel, ve'echad b'aliyosan, v'ayisu b'nei Yisrael miramseis, and the Torah counts them again. Ve'echad b'choymish ha'pikudim, that's Bamidbar, that's Su'as Reish b'nei Yisrael. Echad b'miraglim, echad b'mei Yeshua, b'chaluk ha'aretz, shnayim, twice in the times of Sha'ol, the Echad b'mei David, Echad b'mei Ezra, the Echad Lasad Lavoi. Where do you find Lasad Lavoi? Shenema, Oy Tavar Na'atzoyin Al Yedei Moina. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts Klal Yisrael. And why does Hashem count Klal Yisrael? Rashi says in the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar, and Rashi says in the beginning of Parshas Shmois, Rashi says it twice, B'toichi Basan L'fan of Mois, Oysa Mekal Shah, Kish Yatsum Mitzrayim Manam, Kish Nafu Be'ego Manam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu counting Klal Yisrael is a sign of the love, the chiba, the ahava that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, you see where this is going, to every single yid. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts every single yid. We count Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, every single yid, and he counts them again and again and again. And Oy Tavor Na'atzayin Al Yedei Moina, the day's going to come again, L'asad Lavai, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to show us his love, his unconditional love, as in the Tefillin Shel Yad, and Hashem is going to show us again that every single yid needs to be counted. So I'll tell you a Dover Nifla that I saw in the Sefer Darash Moshe from Moshe Feinstein. And it's in Parshas Bamidbar. How much last week's Parsha? So he says, right between Bamidbar and Natsos, he has two pieces related to Shavuos. The Gemara says in Mesechtes Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, says the Gemara, why is it Tanya Rav Shimon Alaza Omer, Ezra Tikalem Li Yisrael, Shiyu Koyron Klolish of a Torah's Kayan and Kaydam Atzeres, Veshavishna Torah Kaydam Rosh Hashanah. There's two times that the Torah talks, mentions the Toych, there's two Toychachas in the Torah. You have Torah's Kayanim, that's Parshas Bechukosai, and you have Mishnah Torah, that's Parshas Kisavai. Said Rav Shimon Alazar, why was it that the Toychachas coincide with those specific times of the year? Omer Abai Vitim Rosh Melokch, Kidesha Tichla Shonavakil Loisel. You know why? Because those both coincide with the end of a year. and Kadesha Tichle Shana Vikilaisel, let all the clothes of the previous year just go together with the year. Tichle Shana, the year's over, let the clothes of the year be over as well. That's the same to Gemara, the obvious question. When do you read Pashas Kisava? It's Rosh Hashanah time. So it's the end of the summer, it's Elul, Rosh Hashanah. Elulian, right? That's pretty much when it happens. So being that it happens at the end of the year, right before Rosh Hashanah, says Tichlosh Elushib Atayras Kayanim, Otu Atzeres Rosh Hashanah, we just made Pashas Bechukaisai. It was just, where exactly was Rosh Hashanah? Gemara says, yeah, in Atzeres Nami Rosh Hashanah. Shavuos is also a Rosh Hashanah. Ditnan Uba Atzeres Al Perasim. So we're talking about Rosh Hashanah L'maisa Lehema. This is Shavuos, which also has an agricultural Rosh Hashanah. It's Rosh Hashanah L'Peris Ilan. But the bottom line is that we read the Toichacha right around the time of the end of the year. Kedesha Tichle Shana Fekil Loisel. The Toichacha Pashas Kisavai coincides with the real end of the calendar year. As it relates to the Klalois of Mishneh Torah, Pashas Bechukaisai, it coincides with right before Shavuos, which is also the end of the year. Because Shavuos, Atzeres, is Rosh Hashanah, Al Peiros, Ilafrei Toisus Akasha. That the truth is, it's not perfect. It really doesn't coincide so perfectly. Because what was the last Shabbos before Shavuos? Last week. It was Bamidbar. And it's always Bamidbar, Tosfos says. It's never perfect. So Tosfos says, really, if there's an idea of Tich L'Shana V'Kil L'Isea, then what we should have done was, it should have been B'Chukaisai. So why is it Bamidbar? That's what Tosfos mutches. Tosfos says that Kisavei is not perfect. This is not perfect. L'chura, if there's an idea of Tichle Shana V'Kilu Lo'iseh, so what do you mean? It happens around Be'erech. Why is it only approximate? Why can't it be more precise? Why is Parshas B'Chukaisai not the week before Shavuos? Why is Parshas Bamidbar the week before Shavuos? Says Tosfos, I believe the reason is Mitamze Onu Koyim Bamidbar Sinai Koydim Atzeres Kedei Sholei Lahasmech HaKlolos Shavuchukaisai Latzeres. Because you know what? We want Tichle Shana V'Kilu Lo'iseh, but we don't want Erev Shavuos to be reading the Toichacha either. That's also not so good. So at the same time, we make a little hefsek. We make a break. You know what the break is? You have Bechukaisai, you have Parshas Bamidbar, and after Parshas Bamidbar, you're going to start it. The point is that Parshas Bamidbar is that in between. It's between the Toichacha and it's between Shavuos. It says Rav Moshe in a drasha, in Darash Moshe. So he says something beautiful. He says, Isa b'toisus Megillah, she'sidru likre Bamidbar koidim Shavuos, kedei shalei lahasmecha klodo shebechukaisai latzeres, she'dona apiras ilan. V'nira, she'yesh lef Parshas Bamidbar shaychis gedoylo v'shavuos. He says, I believe Parshas Bamidbar has a very, very intrinsic connection to Shavuos. He says, because I found many, this is Musa from Ramosha. I found many people that they don't learn, that they're misrashal in their learning. You know why? Because they think, what are they going to become the Veltzer Yeshiva? So in their mind, what's the point? It's not like I'm ever going to be that successful, anyways. Says Ramosha, I believe that it's for that reason that we read Parashas Bamidbar. And Parashas, because Parashas Bamidbar starts with the mitzvah to count Klal Yisrael. And you know which word the Torah uses in the beginning of Parashas Bamidbar to count? Su'u, kisisa. Su'u. Su'u means to uplift. He says, because when a person realizes that he's being counted, and not only is he being counted, but every single person is the same. Because when we count the Yid, Asir Yir Kodesh, the first, the second, the third, the fourth, we're all the same. I'm a one, you're a one, we're all ones. It's not that, he's very chashuv, he's three. No. There's no echos and kamos. There's no electoral votes. Everybody is equal. Everybody is shava. And he says that's the message of Erev Shavuos. We read Parashas Bamidbar Erev Shavuos to be mafsik between the Toichacha and between Shavuos. But also says Rav Moshe, Shavuos is an unbelievable akdama. It's a great lesson that we need to take away from the beginning of Parashas Bamidbar. You know what the message is? It's lahat mitoichi basal in the fun of Moshe B'chal Shah. That when Hashem counts us, He's showing us that He loves us. And every single Yid is counted. And every single Yid counts as one. Because we're all banim l'Hashem Elokeichem. And in the Tefillin Shal Yad, in the Vahaya Einai Velibi, in the Libi Sham, there's no difference between two people. And as a result, every person is chashed, which means that every person has a tafkid, and every person has an ability to be oisanachas ruach li yoitzrei. And that's the message that we're trying to teach us. L'lamdeinu, that every single yid is counted, because every single yid matters, and he has his unique way of serving Hashem, and he shouldn't ever think that somehow the Torah wasn't meant for him, that the Torah is maybe only meant for an elite group. No, it's meant for every single yochid, and that's the message of Su'us, Reish B'nai Yisrael, that every single yud should be counted, and that's why we do it dafka erev Shavuos. Either way, we should be zoicha to realize that we all have potential, and this idea of we're all banim l'Hashem aleichem, and in the tefillin shel yad, there's only one bias because we're all included. Umikamchi Yisrael, geyachad baaretz, and we should be zeicha to the nevu of Yirmiyahu of oitavoyna atzayna yidemoyna amar Hashem, which I think la'achar ha'iyun means that we should be zeicha to see again in the future this idea. Unfortunately, we live in a zman of hester panim, and part of the choshech is Hashem doesn't count us, and being that Hashem's not counting us, maybe we don't feel him showing us this ahava, this unconditional ahava that he has. And this is something that happened 9 times in history, and unfortunately we're going to have to wait for l'asud lavai for it to happen again. And we should have to be zoicha to see the chiba and the ahava that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for each individual. When we'll be zoicha to oita vorna atzoyna yidei moina amar Hashem.